Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A trip to Siam awaits the audience for Ruston Community Theater's production of The King and I. The renowned tale is brought to the Dixie Center stage for six performances beginning this Thursday. Tracy Calloway serves as president of the board for Ruston Community Theater. Mikey Swanbaum is the king, and Anna Alexander is in the role of, well, what else? Anna, thank you all for joining us.
It's good to be here.
Thank you.
Tracy, tell us about the community theater's upcoming show of The King and I.
Yes, we're doing Roger and Hammerstein's famous musical, The King and I. We're very excited about putting on this production. It's a rather large production for us.
How many people coming together for the cast?
We're well over 70, maybe up into 80 cast members and crew.
Wow.
So it's a very large production.
Has this musical been performed previously by RCT?
No, this is the first time for us. Last year we did Annie Get Your Gun, and before that was Annie. And there have been some other musicals over the past decades of Ruston Community Theater, but this is the first time that I know of that The King and I has been done.
Yeah, why this show? How did this one come about?
It's just a famous musical, and we try to do big musicals each summer now, and this was tops of the list.
Yeah, 70 or 80, that's got to be quite an undertaking. When did rehearsals start?
We've been rehearsing for about 2 months, the last month or so in the Dixie Theater. Prior to that, we used a local church, which was very nice. But, the Dixie is not a theatrical theater. It's an old movie theater. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really have space for that many people backstage, and so
true.
It's a challenge.
Well, Mikey, you're taking on a well-known role. What have you focused on in preparing for your portrayal of the King?
Probably the toughest thing is just learning lines. But beyond that, I've been trying to get into kind of the authoritarian character that the King is.
Has that been a reach for you?
Not so much. I tend to kind of be that way in real life. So it's it's been fairly easy for me. But it's been fun. It's really been fun sort of learning the accent and sort of developing that character as I went along.
Yeah. Has that been the biggest challenge? Has there been any other challenges that you've experienced in this role?
Well, I'm not primarily an actor, and so, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm learning as far as how you act, but it is a very enjoyable thing, and it's a break from what I normally do, and I really enjoy that.
First time in a role on stage?
No, I've been in two other Ruston Community Theater productions before, and I've done quite a bit of singing in the past, but the theatrical side is a little bit new for me. So,
Anna, obviously it's a great role for you. What drew you to this role of portraying Anna?
Actually, I didn't think I was going to get the part of Anna. I just put down that I was trying out for Anna as a joke, and they actually casted me. And so that was kind of surprising, but it wasn't very hard to get into the role of Anna because she kind of is me, because she's a teacher and I'm a teacher, and our characters are kind of the same, and so, or our how we act are the same. So.
Right. Able to kind of bring that real life experience over on stage, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, has there been a particular part that you've enjoyed about getting ready for this production?
I love the costumes. I've been helping Miss Karen. She's been doing a lot with the costumes, Karen Pittman. Mm-hmm. And she works so hard, but I've enjoyed helping her because the costumes in this musical are so elaborate and have so much detail. And me and Mikey, we have like five costumes just by ourselves, and there's 80 people. And
right.
So it's a lot of costuming, lot, yeah. But it's been a lot of fun to see all of the different pieces.
Has there been a scene that's developed that you are really pleased with and you're looking forward to sharing with the audience?
Oh, yes. There's a scene where it's called Shall I Tell You What I Think of You? And I'm angry with the King, and I give him a piece of my mind. And I love it because I can get into it, and I'm angry. And I think the audience is really going to love it because I get into it. And it's entertaining.
a little bit of freeform, perhaps, in that scene?
Yes. Yes.
A little ad-libs. Anna had alluded to some of the costuming, Tracy, but also set designs as well. A lot of work, as you mentioned, 70, 80 people and trying to get everything together. How has that come along? And some folks I'm sure you want to recognize in that effort.
Yes. The costumes are a character in themselves in this play. It's so enormous. You know, we always have a little bit of costuming with any production, but this one, 70 or 80 cast members, we have well over 100 costumes. And, you know, so they've been, Karen Pittman has done a wonderful job, as she always does for us. This was just a much larger task than we've had before, and she's had a great team that have been helping her. And I know they were up last night after rehearsal still sewing, and so they've been very busy. Set design has been relatively minimal for us. We use backdrops when we do these large musicals like this.
Right.
We rent painted backdrops from other theaters, and we just hang them and pull them up and down, so it's not too bad. We did have to build a few pieces, but not too bad.
Yeah. There is an admission fee. It's 6 performances starting up this Thursday. The run of schedule of those performances?
Yes. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday starts at 7 o'clock. Then we have a Sunday matinee at 2. And then next Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th, also at 7 o'clock at the Dixie Theater in downtown Ruston.
Yes.
This is a part of the Gail and Lucy Chumley endowment that they gave to Ruston Community Theater. They provided us with a large endowment with the sole purpose of being able to put on an annual musical, because musicals are much more expensive to produce than regular plays. And so we could only do them once every 2 or 3 years. And now we're able to do one every year thanks to the Chumley Foundation.
Well, how can someone find out more about attending?
Of course, we have a website, rctruston.org. And we're on Facebook. Just search for Ruston Community Theater.
The production of The King and I gets underway this Thursday at the Dixie Center for the Arts with the Ruston Community Theater. Tracy, Mikey, Anna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Landgap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.